Hello, dear friends. Hello, World Kli. It's wonderful to be with you. It's good to see you all. The preparation this morning was worked on and put together by USA LA and USA Midwest. You know, it's always nice to have opportunities like this to come together and work on something to serve, because you see the greatness of the friends. You see them step up and open their hearts and do what they need to do to serve. It's a beautiful thing. Let's give gratitude to the Creator as we get started tonight and thank Him for all that He does for us, how He's constantly helping us, given us what we need to advance step by step down this goal. The friends here are working hard every day to understand how the Creator is guiding us and working with us through the two lines. They're working hard every day to try to understand that, to try to work with the two lines, to mix them together and discover that middle line. Every friend here, look at the screen and just think about this for a minute. We have hundreds, thousands of friends. Every one of them are great.
Every friend is great. Every friend is connected. To the point where I can continue Manolo's thought that we connected earlier. You know, Rabash knew this time was going to come. He created the principles. He wrote books. He got us prepared so that we can actually construct this society with love, with the intention to receive in order to bestow, to become similar to Him, because this is the thought of creation. And as Kabbalists, as followers of Rabash's writings and even Baal HaSulam, we hasten time. We make sure that we do the work with joy. We rise above reason with joy. We pray with joy. We draw the light with joy. And in turn, we feel that the unity is helping us to transform internally, externally, all of reality as we become one, as we truly, truly become one with the Creator, so that we can once and for all stop reincarnating, stop going into different types of desires, and just remain in one single desire. And this is it. This was the last generation. We are promised. Those who come to purify are aided. So let's enter this lesson with the biggest vessel, with the biggest prayer, because we will receive it. We will be fulfilled with light. And it's to, once again, give contentment to the Creator. L'chaim, back to Petah Tikva.
We're going to read from our excerpts. We must remember that the society was established on the basis of love of others. So each member would receive from the group the love of others and hatred of himself. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul his self and to love others would cause everyone to be integrated in their friend's intentions. Thus, if the society is made of 10 members, for example, each will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self, and love of others.
There is a special power in the adhesion of friends, since the views and thoughts pass from one to the other through the adhesion between them. Therefore, each one is incorporated with the powers of the other. And by that, each one has the power of the whole society. Therefore, although each person is an individual, he has the power of the whole society.
Good morning, great friends. I just wanted to start by saying you are all amazing. This is the most amazing society of people on the face of the earth, the most powerful society on the face of the earth. It's not easy for me to speak in front of a lot of people, but the only reason I can is because of the friends. They help me do the hard things, and this is what this is all about, doing the difficult things for the friends. It was just about 15 months ago that I was in the hospital, almost died, and I would have died if it wasn't for the prayers of the friends. And it's just because the friends are so great. This is a great society. And I appreciate the friends more and more every day. There was something that I saw in a video by Rav the other day. He said, everyone in one of their incarnations will have to become a hero because everyone will have to say that the world was created for me and I have to turn the world to the better. And without me, it won't happen. The final correction of the world will not happen without me. So let's constantly remind ourselves and each other of our importance to the world, to each other, to the Creator, and keep on that path. I'd like to turn this over to my good friend, Gabby.
Thank you, Gary. Indeed, we come here today with a lot of prayer and with a lot of joy. Prayer because there's so much to correct and the world depends on us and we depend on each other and we need the Creator to grant us our prayer. We need to correct and rejoice because the Creator has given us this chance and miracles like what Gary talked about happen because of this society and because of the friends. And we will succeed because we are doing the work and we're here to work. We're here to work, and we ask the Creator to accept our plea, to bless our efforts, and to hasten the correction. We thank the Rav for bringing us in front of the Creator every day and sharpening us to ask and to pray. We also thank and acknowledge the many friends that work very hard to make the daily lesson happen. Hardworking friends do the heavy lifting for us. Besides the lessons, they make other meetings, events, and they make our machine work. Because of their dedication and investment, they have truly become the pillars of our society, and they push us. So our gratitude goes to the friends, the relentless efforts, and may we be envious of their efforts and be inspired by their great work. Thank you, friends. Back to Petah Tikva.
Excerpt number 3.
Love of friends that is built on the basis of love of others. by which they can achieve the love of the Creator, of what is normally considered love of friends. In other words, love of others does not mean that the friends will love me. Rather, it is I who must love the friends.
Excerpt number 4. This is why we gather here to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon men, which is called love of others. And love of others can only be through revoking of oneself. Thus, on the one hand, each person should feel lowly. And on the other hand, we should be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal: for the Shekhinah to be among us.
Hello, friends, and now for the active workshop. Let's compose together a prayer to prepare the world kli for the lesson. Again, let's compose together a prayer to prepare the world kli for the lesson.
Bore yakar ve'ahuv.
Dear beloved Creator, we thank you from the depth of our hearts, all the amazing friends that you gave us all around the world, for this environment, for the Rav, the books, and this path you gave us.
Thank you for the opportunity that you give us each day anew to connect and to connect with you.
We want to be closer to you and between us, and for that we need your help.
May we continue to appreciate the environment you gave us so that we will be able to advance towards you, to come closer with all of our strength.
And now all of us, as one kli, are entering the lesson. We want to be corrected, and we're asking for your help.
We saw the efforts that the friends in the Midwest and LA tents made. We can see with every item how they sat and planned it in advance, and they thought about what can they say to give inspiration to the whole world kli. So give us also such importance that we will always want to bestow the greatness and importance of the goal to all of the friends.
And help us open our hearts towards one another and to receive Rav and Rabash, who are leading us to you.
and that we will dissolve, that every friend will dissolve in this lesson inside the common kli, that we will feel how much the quality of bestowal is right here next to us, and we want every friend to be in this place, that this will be the most important thing for him, which he now wants to attain.
May we always be in the service of the friends. So whatever any one of us does will be with the calculation for the sake of everyone.
And that we're doing it and we're serving, when we're serving the friends, that we will remember that we're doing all of this in order to extol you, elevate his way, the quality of bestowal. This is what we're yearning to reach.
The prayer of the friends. Thank you, Creator, for giving us the tools that allow us to advance on the path to you. We know we cannot accomplish our spiritual goal without your help and guidance. Give us the strength to nullify to you, as only you know what we need in order to come closer to you. We ask that you help strengthen our connection in love of friends and overcome our concealment from your goodness in the world. Help us feel the importance of the lesson and the connection between us.